I'm in a service station car park. I am parked up in the car park of a service station. I think it's Keele, on one of the main arterial motorways dissecting the United Kingdom. I've spent the last couple of days, great, fantastic, wonderful couple of days, working with Digilab. Kay Wells on Twitter has been running the course, and I've been teaching and guiding and mentoring, I guess, a group of great individuals, fantastic guys, really passionate about social media, really into what they're doing, and it's been very, very rewarding. It's weird being asked questions that I actually know the answer to, and you forget how much you absorb whilst you basically get involved in Twitter and all the conversations that are going on around Twitter. I guess the University of Twitter is where most of my information comes in. There are lots of other channels out there that we involve ourselves in, but that seems to be the main feeds where you're fed all the information you find handy for using all these communication tools out and about at the moment. So I've stopped for a number of reasons. Number one, I am very tired, brain tired, body tired, so I've stopped to get some caffeine-shaped refreshment. And number two, I needed the loo. That in itself was an experience. I felt a little bit like I'd walked into some seedy bathroom scene from The Bourne Identity, because the guy in the cubicle next to me, whilst I sat there and pondered the world's philosophies, may have been strangled or being strangled or in some kind of terrible struggle, because it was almost like no one batted an eyelid, and all you could hear was, I didn't want to look under the cubicle or wait to see if he was going to leave or anything afterwards, because the last thing you want is to open the door and there's a corpse there and you're stuck there for the rest of the day filling in paperwork because you found a dead body. So I'm just hoping he was trying to pass a square peg through a round hole. Very strange sound effect. Everybody carrying on as normal, trying to push more hand dryers on so that it muffled the sound of his painful screams. The coffee I bought was a large one. I got one of those buckets of latte, and whilst returning to the car, once again, if you are following my tweets, you're going to know this. I'm fumbling with my iPhone and my car keys and the N95, and I drove off without thinking, leaving this bucket of coffee on the roof, which to some may have looked like some kind of emergency vehicle beacon. Like I was the fourth emergency service, a special geek coffee delivery car with this flashing coffee beacon on top, delivering much needed caffeine to someone somewhere late at night. That's what it may have looked like, but no, it was just a fool driving off half asleep, leaving his coffee on the roof. Luckily, I realized my errors, braked gently, no panicking there because we're dealing with hot, delicious, sweet coffee now. I didn't want it all spilling down the windscreen, so I'm on the other side of the car park now, cradling said coffee, enjoying, ingesting, absorbing the caffeine, and I'm feeling a little bit more awake. What with this caffeine entering my veins and a couple of face slaps, I reckon I could fill the car, get back on the road, and head for home in relative safety. So, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm just looking out the window, I see an ambulance pull up. I wonder if the guy did die in the toilet next to me. I think they've stopped for coffee too. Wise move. Onward. Catch you guys later.